Time now for Rubbin's Racing here on the Sports Line, and I'm joined by the president of Richmond Raceway, richmondraceway.com, Dennis Bickmeyer, as we head into the last race of the season. Dennis, we've got the final four all set. Shaping up to be a great race, in your opinion?
Yeah, absolutely. I can't believe we've made it. We've made it to the finale. It's been crazy. It always is quite a long season, but we're here now, and we, as you said, we've got the four drivers who will have a shot at the championship, and it's, you know, three of the guys are guys we talked about all year long: Martin Truex Jr., Kevin Harvick, and Kyle Busch, and then Joey Logano is the fourth. And as I've heard Joey say a few times today in interviews, it's the big three and me. So, you know, but really, when you look at the four drivers, they're the four drivers who have won the most races this year. So it's fitting that they're in this championship battle. It's one race, 400 miles to decide it all.
You know, we'll dive into the race in just a second, but we were talking off the air about your trip out to Phoenix last week, and you were talking about the upgrades that they've made to the racetrack and how phenomenal that was. And obviously, you guys made a lot of changes and upgrades at Richmond as well. I mean, this is something we're seeing a little bit more in racing, and it's really all about just making the fan experience better at the track, right?
It really is, and you know, huge investment by our company. I mean, this project in Phoenix was a $175 million renovation, and I'll tell you, when you get off the exit at I-10 in Avondale, you know, which is outside of Phoenix, and you look back towards the mountain, you see this, you see a stadium. You don't see a racetrack. I mean, it is truly remarkable what they've done, and just the experiences, as you said, for the fans from A to Z, they really covered everything. So, and we saw it, as you mentioned, with our renovation here in Richmond with our new infield and that new fan experience, and hopefully there'll be some more down the line. You know, we got to continue to work at it and always try to improve our facilities, which is what we're doing. But it was a great experience being out there. It was great to see the race and see how it all unfolded for us to get to this championship four here for this weekend.
And one of the things we touched on last week was Kevin Harvick and the penalties from a race a couple weeks ago. And, you know, I think bottom line here is, you know, and please correct me if I'm wrong and weigh in with your opinion, but the bottom line is he's still one of the four, and deservedly so based on the whole year, right?
Well, there's no question, and you know, that penalty was big. There's no question. Docked a lot of points. Actually, docked his automatic because he had won the race in Texas, so they took that away. His crew chief's not at the racetrack last week or this week. And you could see it from most of the race in Phoenix. You know, they were kind of on the bubble. They were in for part of the race. They were out. Got down towards the end. They were on the outside looking in, and Kevin just did an amazing job getting that car where he needed to be to get enough points to get in. And certainly Kyle Busch winning the race, you know, that gave him the automatic in, even though he was gonna probably make it on points, just given kind of where he was gonna finish during the race. So things fell the right way for Kevin Harvick and his team, and now it's almost like a I don't want to say a new season, because it's one race to decide it all. I mean, literally, you know, we always talk about the Daytona 500 being our Super Bowl, and when we say that, we compare it because of the scale of the events. Mm-hmm. You know, Super Bowl being the biggest game of the year in the NFL, the Daytona 500 being our biggest race, and we actually kick off the season. But really, when you get down to this and Homestead Miami Speedway, this is it. I mean, this is the one race to decide the championship.
Dennis, give me a, and we're talking with Dennis Bickmeyer of Richmond Raceway here on Rubbin's Racing. Give me a quick profile of each of these guys in the Final Four, in the hunt for the championship, heading into this weekend, and what their, you know, their weekend could look like. And start with Harvick, who, as you pointed out, no crew chief again this week. How big of a factor is that going to be for him?
Well, I think it's probably a little bit of an adjustment. I mean, Tony Gibson, who crew chief for him in Phoenix and will again this weekend, is a veteran. Worked several years with Kurt Busch, won the Daytona 500 with Kurt Busch, has been on championship teams. So there's a steady hand there from a crew chief standpoint. And Kevin's the veteran of the group. He's the oldest of the group. Three out of those four guys have championships. Logano does not. He's been close a couple times, so I think Kevin is the veteran of the group. is kind of the steady hand guy. He's gained a reputation as the closer, which means if he's in striking distance late in the race, look out, here he comes. So all four of these guys are good on mile and a half racetrack. So it's not like someone has an edge on a mile and a half over the other ones. They've all been good on mile and a half. So we race on a lot of mile and a half. So take that out of the equation. I think it's going to come down to really good strategy, what your pit crew can do. And I got to tell you, Logano's pit crew has been the cream of the crop amongst the four. So his pit crew has really been strong throughout the playoffs. So I think you got to look, when you look at Logano, you got to look at the whole package and what his pit crew can potentially do for him to get him into a winning situation. Truex Jr. and Kyle Busch, both with Toyota Power. Toyota Power has been probably the strongest on the mile and a half. So they might have a little bit of an edge there. But, I think Kyle Busch has probably the biggest fight amongst that group. You know, he's the most probably fierce competitor amongst that group. And then you look at Martin Truex Jr., the defending series champion, won the race last year, won the championship, but a lot of emotion going into this weekend because this is the last race for his team. Furniture Row Racing is not going to compete after this season, so there's a lot of emotion around that race team that they put a lot into this single car team to get to this point and win a championship last year and to be back with a shot to win a championship. I just think the storylines top to bottom are pretty amazing.
Yeah, and that's a heck of a storyline, and in kind of a sad way as well, because you hate to see competitive teams and falling by the wayside because they're smaller and can't compete financially.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And this sport was built on single and two car teams and things like that. And there are some teams out there that are still doing well. And Martin's got a place that was announced. He'll be over to Joe Gibbs Racing next year. And I guess some members of this team will be going on to other teams. Some may be going over to Joe Gibbs Racing. There's still a lot to shake out with a lot of the team members involved with Furniture Row Racing. But I think that the owners of Furniture Row Racing have put a lot into this sport, obviously put a lot into their race team, and operated this team out of Colorado when everybody else was doing it, back east and in North Carolina. So they show that there's a path to a championship for a team that can grind it out, and it's been fun to watch these guys.
All right, Dennis, last opportunity. Need a pick here. Who you got winning this thing?
Man, this is so hard. I will tell you, I have Kevin Harvick on my NASCAR Fantasy Live game as the series champion. So I got to go with him as the series champion. And, for the last 3 years under this format, the champion has also won the race. And I just got a little bit of a funny feeling this time around that the champion might not actually be the race winner. I got just kind of just gut feeling. I don't have any stats to back it up, but I'm going with Harvick as the champion. I do think he's probably I'm going to give him the edge in winning the race. I wouldn't be surprised though if a Kyle Larson or a Chase Elliott were to win the race, and then we see those guys that are the championship four, battling it out coming down the line. But I'm going to stick with my early season prediction on Kevin Harvick.
All right, sounds good, Dennis. We appreciate the time and enjoy the race. Last one of the season. Thank you, man.
Look forward to it. Thanks.
Dennis Bickmeyer, Rubens Racing, here on the Sportsline.